Okay, here we go for 10 vorts for Haggadah, 10 Haggadah short ideas, part 3. Learning Shemin Tzchus for Shem, for Baruch Tzvi, Berivka Batzia, B'Soch Shar Chol Yisrael. And also tonight's the yard side of the Ayv Yisrael, so it's Chuyag and Alin, Shemin Tzchus for us and all of Chai Yisrael. So we're up to the part of the Haggadah right after the four sons, Mitchila of the Avodah Zara, Hayu of Asin of Akshav, Kirvano, Amakon Lavoroso. We start off, Serving Chodesh Baruch with Avodah Zara, with Terach, Avodah Zarah, or maybe Avodah Zarah even refers to the Jews in Mitzrayim. And now we're up to serving the Rabbeinu Shalom in his service. So there's actually a great story that the Haggadah, the Yena Shel Torah brings down with Rabbi Yisrael of Chorkov. There was once a guy who came to Rabbi Yisrael of Chorkov, and he was trying, he told him, you know, you have such an old version, your ways are so old-fashioned, you have to go with the new times. Just imagine, you know, someone says that nowadays, you have to be a little more modern. So Rabbi Yisrael Chorkov says, no, I actually view myself as very new. You're old. So the guy goes, what do you mean? So he says, Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah. At the beginning, they did Avodah Zarah. And then, Va'achshav, Kivenu HaMakom Avodoso. And then now they went to, Avram Avinu, Moshe Avinu, we got the Torah. But at the beginning, the old things, he said, what do you mean you're old? You're so old-fashioned? The old-fashioned is the ones who they just do whatever they want, just do Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah could be in 2018 also. It's a very similar story they say about the same with Rabbi Yosef Elchanan Spector. That someone says you have to go along with the times. You're so old fashioned. So they said, they both said back. Rabbi Yisrael Chorkov, the son of the Rishoner, and if you said Rabbi Yosef Elchanan Spector, Ben Yitzchak Elchanan, our yeshiva is named after that. So after him. So he says, what are you talking about? I'm not old fashioned. You're old fashioned. Mitchila Avodah Zarah. And Achshav Kevano Malchon Avodah. So I'm going with the times now. The new times, what it means to be able to grow in Torah. Moving on to the second and third idea. Second and third idea focuses on why did after it say the word Va'achshav? It seems to be a little extra, a little extraneous. Va'achshav Kevano Malchon Avodah. So the Sefer, the Haggadah Yenir Shel Torah quotes the Beis Avram. The Beis Avram was one of the earlier Sonoma Rabbis. He says an incredible thing. He says, what does it say? Va'achshav kibano hamakom lavodoso. Because when a Jew says va'achshav, and a Jew decides to turn on his GPS and be able to serve va'achshav kibano hamakom lavodoso, he decides he wants to get a little closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then what happens? Immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a salat asiyat to the Shayim. Like the Gemara says in Yuma, Habal atar misayin oso. Someone who comes to be purified, HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately helps them. So what does it mean? Va'achshav? Because you make that decision in your life. It could be at the Seder. It could be at any time in your life that you want to change. You want to change something small. And you try, you put a little bit of your effort. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kirvana Malach Navadoso. Then you're going to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But when you make that little achshav change, then the Beis Avram says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a lot of Yisroel. It's Ruzla de la Ela. But you have to do Yisroel de la Tata. You have to do your part. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam will do his part. The second answer on this that he says, that he focuses on the word achshav, he says, no, achshav mamish means the Leil HaSeder. He says that this is quoted from the Mipi HaShmua, which basically means from those who say it, from the Svarim, Svarim HaGadoshim. So he says, what does it mean, v'achshav kirvenu hamakum? He says, now we're getting closer to you, Ribbono Shel Olam. What does now mean? Now refers to the special time of Eis Ratzon, of the Seder. That's from, say, like we said on the first day, the Eis Ratzon, that a Jew has such koicha, such the Kedusha of Leil HaSeder, such an amazing ability to be able to grow closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Achshav refers to. Moving on to the fourth idea. So the fourth idea is from the Ber Moshe, the Ozhever. So we say in Baruch Shomer HaFtachos LeYisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev HaSakeitz. And he told Avram Avinu about the Bein HaBasarim. And he told him that your children are going to be in Eretz Lo Lahem. Eretz Lo Lahem. So he wants to understand, what does that mean, Eretz Lo Lahem? Well, it was a land that's not theirs. That's where they're going to be in Gullah. So he says, Eretz Lo Lahem means, Eretz Lo Lahem doesn't just mean that's not their physically land. Eretz Lo Lahem means that they're going to be out of place. Mitzrayim is called Ki Eretz HaAretz. It was Namish. The epitome of filth of the world. And we know that a Jew is Kedusha, a Jew is holy. So what does it mean, Eretz Lo Lahem? The Eretz and Mitzrayim is filled with Tumah. At the end of the day, Yisrael is filled with Kedusha. So they're not going to have any Sheiches to Klai Yisrael. What does it mean, Eretz Yisrael Lahem? It means that it's literally against their DNA. Because a Jew is Kaddush. A Jew is Eretz Yisrael. A Jew is Kaddush. And Mitzrayim, in its essence, in its DNA, was Dafka, the opposite. It was Eretz Yisrael. So that's what it means, Eretz Yisrael Lahem. It doesn't mean that it wasn't their land physically, but spiritually, they were a fish out of water. They were just, that wasn't their DNA. The Mitzrayim DNA was Tumah, and the Jews' DNA is Kedusha. Moving on to the fifth idea. The fifth idea comes to us in the holy, holy Ish Kodesh. The Sha'am de Lavasenu Velanu. This stands upon us with our forefathers and us. Shalom Echa Bevan Amar Aleinu L'chasenu. That not one of us, our enemies, were able to hurt us. So I heard from the Sfas Emes, before we get to the Ish Kodesh, just we quoted this in the past years, that when we're Shalom Echa, then Bilvan Amar Aleinu L'chasenu. Says the Sfas Emes, when we're Lo Echa, when you're not one, then Amar Aleinu L'chasenu. Then they're able to hurt us. Meaning, implying when we're one, we're together, when we're unified, and we care about each other, then they can't touch us. But that's not what the Ish Kodesh says. The Ish Kodesh says in the year Tavshin Aleph, and he explains on Dafka in the word Vihi. What is the word Vihi coming to teach us? So the Ish Kodesh explains that even when a Jew looks like they're mamish in the hands, miyadam, even when it looks like it's 1941, in the middle of the Warsaw Ghetto, and the Ish Kodesh is trying to be able to give a little chizik, give a little hope, a little hope to the holy Jews that they're having Seder there. He says that even when it looks like it's all downhill, Kadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyadam. What does that Miyadam mean? Miyadam means even when we're in their hands right now, Kadosh Baruch Hu can bring the Yeshua. Right? And he goes on to Kol Kayak V'Dayan Demi Esav. He says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, even when things are looking bad, Kadosh Baruch Hu can dafka bring the Yeshua. And he actually quotes in another piece, somewhere else in the Sefer, I'm not sure where for right now, but he quotes the Pasuk, Esa'ena Aleh Me'ani V'Ozri. David HaMelech says, I lifted my eyes to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Where is my help going to come from? Ezimim Hashem, Osei Shemayim V'aretz. My help comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu creates Shemayim V'aretz. What does that mean have to do with anything? That Hashem creates Shemayim V'aretz? It says the Ish Kodesh. That the same way Kadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim V'aretz with the snap of his fingers, so too he can bring Yeshua with the snap of his fingers. What does this mean? Ezimim Hashem, Osei Shemayim V'aretz. The same way Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the Yeshua, the same way Kadosh Baruch Hu, brought Shemayim V'aretz into being, he could also bring the Yeshua just like with a snap of his fingers. And that's Dafka why it says V'yishu'am, like even as Matzilin Miyadim, even when it looks like we're in their hands, Kadosh Baruch Hu could bring the Yeshua immediately whenever he wants. And this really connects to the sixth idea as well. Rav Melech Biderman writes, right? Melech Biderman writes, just going back a little bit from yesterday, we saw the Maaseh, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar, Ben Rezari, and Rabbi Tarfon, the Ogre, Rabbi Akiva, in Bnei Brak. You'll get a little chizik. And those who say, the Svarim say, I think I saw the Rav Jonathan Sachs and Rav Shor really say the same idea. Why they go to Rabbi Kiva? Because the Gemara in Makos says, and the Gemara in Makos that they saw the foxes running through the Beis HaMikdash, so all the Tanarim are crying. Rabbi Kiva is laughing because Rabbi Kiva is the one who has hope, who has optimism, even though Rabbi Kiva says Rabbi Yona, he was the youngest out of all the Tanarim. He was the youngest. They dafka went for him because he had this positive attitude. But Rav Melech Biderman actually writes a beautiful thing. He says, what did the Talmidim come there and tell their Rebbes? They told him it was time to daven Shachris. So he says an amazing thing. He says that Shachris is actually Rosh Tevos for the four sons. I know we're going a little out of order here, but it was we were dealing with the Emunah of the Ish Kodesh. So it's the sixth idea. I wanted to be able to quote this. Rav Biderman says, and how do we see that Shachris is actually the four sons? Shachris, the Shin and the Yud, is the She'ena Yodea. She'ena Yodea Lishol. The Ches is the Chacham, the Resh is the Rasha, and the Tam is Tam. Says at the end of the day, or says Rav Biderman, the whole night they were infused to bringing Kedusha, infusing Emunah into each one of their children. They were truly infusing Emunah into Kedusha into each one of their children. That's the avoda of Pesach night. The avoda of Pesach night is to infuse Shachris into your children. What does that mean? To infuse Emunah, She'enu Yodei Lishol. Right, the Shin and Yud is for Shein Yodeya, Chacham is the Chacham, Resh is for the Rasha, Tam is the Tam. That's what they were doing. They were infusing Emunah into each child. Just parenthetically, I saw also Rav Biderman quote. This still counts as 6C. But Rav Biderman quoted a beautiful story of the Bnei Yisachar. Bnei Yisachar had the minute to be able to go around the different homes, to be able to hear what the Jews were talking about on Pesach night. So what happened was he got to a certain home and he heard the Baal Haggadah say, Echad Chacham, Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha. Echad she'enu yodei lishol, echad tam, echad she'enu yodei lishol. Every time he got to the word echad, he would say echad, echad. He would prolong it. So he knocked on the door and he said, "No, what's pshat? Why are you doing echad like that?" So he said, It's the same echad Rabbi Kiva died on. He died on the whole echad. So I'm teaching my sons the same way Rabbi Kiva lived with such a munah, and the last word on his lips was echad. I'm telling each one of my sons, the Chacham, the Rasha, the Tam, the Chayna, the Elishal, that's all about echad. It's all about one, finding the oneness in the Rabbanu Shalom throughout the world. Seventh idea comes from the Tzeilum, that comes from the Rav Asher of Stalin, the first Rav Asher of Stalin. So it's right after Hivi Yishamda, is Tzeilumam. So this is a very cute vort, very short vort. He says, a person wants to grow in their Judaism, what do you have to do? You have to say. You have to leave Olam Hazeh, and then Lama. Then you could learn the Chodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. But you can't actually learn the Chodesh Baruch Hu's Torah when you're involved in Olam Hazeh, because things and terrible, terrible things. First you have to do Sumera, and then you have to do Asi Tov. You can't be involved in Tumah and expect the Kedusha to actually hit home. That's why they say in Eretz Yisrael now, when you have a smartphone, the whole Eretz Yisrael experience is different now, because you have a smartphone, so it's a little harder to be able to do it. A person has to be able to understand, to have certain Gedarm, this and that. It says of Asher of Stalin, you want to grow closer to Chodesh Baruch Hu, first leave aside the Gashmis, and then Then the Tov could come in. It's more like a Sumera and Asi Tov. The Shem Yishmol actually says how to get rid of your Ra specifically by doing what? Specifically by doing a lot of Asi Tov. If you do a lot of Asi Tov, then the Ra falls away. Beautiful idea from Rav Asher of Stolen. Moving on to idea number 8. Idea number 8 comes from my Sefer, the Haggadah, from the Meginzei HaMelech, from the Amir Abbasenu, the Lebeis Abu Chatzera. So someone who put together a light, nice, beautiful agada from the Abuchatzeros. So Rabbeinu Avram Abuchatzera, who's the Rabbi Shal Yavna of Aramah here, says an incredible thing on the words Arami Ovid Avi. Right, Arami Ovid Avi talks about Yaakov was going to Lavan, and he was afraid that he was going to trick him. So he asked a very simple question. We know, says Rabbi Avram Abuchatzera, Avram Avinu was afraid to send Yitzchak to Aram. He was afraid maybe he was going to have a bad ashpa, a bad influence on him. But why wasn't Yitzchak afraid to send Yaakov there? If Aram was afraid to send Yitzchak, he didn't send him to Aram, he didn't send him to Lavan, he didn't send him to over there. Why did Yitzchak not be afraid to send Yaakov from Aram? So he quotes a beautiful answer. He quotes the Gemara Baba Metzia, tells us a Pei Hei Amin Aleph. Shakol Mishu Tamid Chacham, Beno Tamid Chacham, Beno Tamid Chacham, anyone who's a Tamid Chacham themselves, and their sons a Tamid Chacham, and their grandsons also Tamid Chacham, three generations, Ein HaToy Poseks Mizaro. The Torah will never leave them. So therefore, that's specifically why says Rabbeinu Avram Abuchatzera, Avram couldn't send Yitzchak because L'maisa Terach, even though maybe some say he did Shuvah, at the end of the day, he didn't have three generations. Once Yitzchak saw that Yaakov was budding Tamei Chacham, it was Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He had three generations. He could rely on this Gemara. Shekol Mishu Tamei Chacham, Beno Tamei Chacham, Beno Tamei Chacham. Then at the end of the day, he could let Yaakov go. He wouldn't be influenced, which just shows us the great importance of learning Torah from one's parents, from one's family. Very, very, very incredible insight. And I thought very much this connects to a piece of the Emes Yaakov and Parshas Vayetsev. Parshas Vayeshev, excuse me. This is idea number 9. The Imran comes from us, from Yaakov Kamenetsky. So it says, the pasuk says in Parshas Vayeshev, ki ben zekunim hula, that Yosef was a ben zekunim to Yaakov. So Rashi quotes Unkelus. What does it mean he was a ben zekunim? Kol ma'ashem alam mishem ve'ever masulo. Everything he learned in Yisir Hashem ve'ever, that's what Yaakov gave over to Yosef. And Yaakov asked, what's so specific that he had to give over Torah Hashem ve'ever? And specifically, why did Yaakov even have to go to Yeshiva Hashem ve'ever? He couldn't learn Torah by Yitzchak? So he says an incredible insight. Why did Yaakov have to teach Yosef Torah Yashim Ve'eber? It's the same reason why Yaakov Avinu stopped for 14 years before going to Lavan. Because Yeshiva Shem Ve'eber specifically taught something, as Rav Yaakov calls it, Torah's Hagolas. On how to learn Torah, even in the best circumstances, when the environment around you is not so good. Right? Yeshiva Shem Ve'eber, they lived in the times of Noach. So at the end of the day, Yaakov knows he's about to go to Lavan. He knows that he's about to go into enemy territories, a lot of dangerous things. He knew that his uncle was a tricky guy. He had to learn Torah, Torah's the Golos. He had to learn how to stay strong in the Golos. And that's specifically why, he says of Yaakov, Yaakov had to teach that to Yosef, because he saw that Yosef was also going to be coming a time in his life where he was going to need it in Mitzrayim. And that's specifically why he was a Ben Zakunim. Why? Says Unkelus, because he taught him everything with Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. What is Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever? Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever shows how to stay strong in Golos when the whole world is telling you to do something and you do the opposite. That actually connects to the 10th and final idea. Moving on, past Arami Ovi and Ovi, past Vayir Mitzrayim, it says Vayireu Osono HaMitzrim. And they, so what does it mean, Vayir Osano HaMitzrim? The Egyptians did evil to us. So Rav Shlomo Akovitz, the Baal HaChadori, He writes, he says that it should really say Vayareu Lanu, that they did evil Lanu to us. What is this Vayareu Osanu, that they made us? So Vayareu Osanu means, says Shlomo Akavitz, that they actually made their evil ways come to us. They made us learn their evil ways just by being around them. That's what they didn't say Vayareu Lanu. It says Vayareu Osanu, that the Dafka had a tremendous effect. And it wasn't just a little thing that Osano means in a much deeper way, that they actually affected us just being around them. Let's just go over these 10 beautiful, beautiful ideas that we started off saying from the story of Rabbi Yisrael Chorkov, when the guy says, why are you so old? Come with the new times. Rabbi Yisrael said, you're the old times. You're doing the Avodah Zarah. I'm Tchil Avodah Zarah. I'm with the new times. I'm in the Akshav. I'm going closer to Chodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the same story happened with Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. Beis Avram says, why did it say Va'achshav? Because Va'achshav, any time a Jew decides to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Chodesh Baruch Hu is right there. You do your part, Abal HaTorah Masayin, so Chodesh Baruch Hu helps you come back. The third idea, Yenosh HaTorah says, you heard it Mipi HaShmua, which is from the Svarim. He says, what's Dafka? Achshav, it means right now it's a time of closeness, Kirvana. Right now it's a time of closeness at the Seder, them closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Be'er Moshe, the Ozhev, and the fourth idea. What does it mean, Be'eretz Lo Lahem? That the whole Eretz Mitzrayim was against the essence of a Jew. The essence of a Jew is holy. The essence of Egypt was Tumah. So that's what it means, Be'eretz Lo Lahem. That the essence of a Jew is holiness, and the essence of Egypt is the opposite. The Ish Kodesh writes, 1941, what does it mean, V'hi She'amda, V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Matzilina, V'yadam? What does V'hi refer to? It refers to having the Emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that Kadosh Baruch Hu even can save us. Even when we're in their hands right now, Kadosh Baruch Hu can immediately bring out Yeshua, just like He says in Esa Enayalare Me'ani Vozi, Ezuni Yim Hashem Osei Shemayim V'Arts. Just like Hashem created Shemayim V'Arts quickly, He could also bring our Yeshua very quickly. The sixth idea is Rabbi Melech Peterman, going back a little bit to the Meister Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva. At the end of the day, what do the Talmidim say? It was time to daven Shacharis. What does it mean? Shacharis. Shacharis means how to connect Emunah to each one of your children. Shachar stands for Sheinu De'elishol. The Ches is the Chacham. The Resh is the Rasha. The Tav is the Tam. Be able to infuse Emunah to each one of your children. Tzei Ulamar of Asher Stalin says that you want to be able to come. You want to learn the Chodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. First, you have to be Tzei. You have to leave Olam Haza, leave your Taivas, and then Lama. Then you could do the Tov. Then you could learn Chodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. Shemi Shmuel also says at the end of the day, you want to know how to get rid of the Ra. Just completely be focused with so much Tov, then the Ra will fall away. The Rami Ovid Avi, Rabbeinu Avraham Abuchatzerah says, why did Avraham not send Yitzchak to Aram Naharayim, to Eretz Yisrael, to find the wife? But Yitzchak thought it would be okay to send Yaakov, because at the end of the day, Mar says, Baba Matzia, if you have three generations, then it would be okay. But Avraham only had two generations, and therefore he couldn't rely on this Gemara, but Yitzchak had three. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov were all Tamei Chachamim, and therefore he could rely on this Gemara, that he would be okay in going to Eretz Yisrael. The ninth idea we said from the MS to Yaakov, what does this mean? That Yaakov taught Yosef the whole Torah Shem Ve'ever. It means that we taught him the Torah Sagolus, how to stay strong, even when the things around him aren't going so well. That's what he taught him Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. That's why Yaakov had to go to Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever, not just learn Torah by Yitzchak, because it was different measures, different Torah. And that's the tenth idea of Shlomo Alkab. It says, Vareya Osanu HaMitzrim. What is Osanu? That we had, they made us learn their ways, not just by causing and inflicting us pain, but trying to be able to spiritually affect us as well. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us, to be able to understand, to be able to live at the new times of being on fire with Avodah Hashem, come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything that we do, staying kados, knowing how holy the Jewish people are, having Emunah, and infusing Emunah into each one of us over the Seder, be able to understand who we come from, and end of the day, to understand the messages of Pesach is really the message of Torah Segalus, to be able to be on fire with Ribbono Shel Olam, not letting the environment around us spiritually affect us in any way. We should be Zocheh Be'ez Hashem Shkoach.